أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 170 of Surah An-Nisa. Up to now, for many, many verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had established, number one, the nubuwat, the prophethood of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which Allah Ta'ala himself says that Allah Ta'ala is the witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given evidence of the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in different places of the Quran Sharif, in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Zabur. And then after establishing the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala established the truth of the Quran Sharif, that this is surely, undoubtedly, the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhannas. Allah Ta'ala addresses the whole of mankind. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina, it would have obviously been the Ahli Kitab, it would have been the Munafiqeen, it includes the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, and today the whole of mankind. This is a da'wat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly the Rasul has come to you with the truth, مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, from his Rabb. This is now categorical from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what should mankind do when the Rasul has come? He has come through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the whole of mankind. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. Allah ta'ala has commanded him, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ. O Rasul, say to the people, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, that I am the Rasul to all of you, to the whole of mankind. فَآمِنُوا, then bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the whole of mankind, they have to believe that he is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you and I, فَآمِنُوا, we brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is left for us is to have the yaqeen that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us is from Allah ta'ala, and it is the haqq, it is the truth. And we will have to abide and we will have to follow the Mubarak Tariqah and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, khayran lakum. Khayran lakum, it is better for you that you do this, you bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Quran, and then you will find that in this world also everything will change insofar as barakah is concerned. At the time of maut, in our qabr, in the akhirat, all of it will be best for us to bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Obviously, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most independent. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most mighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِي. Man, you are in need of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any individual, and nor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in need of our iman, and nor is Allah Ta'ala in need of our ibadat, and nor is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in need of anything from us. If the whole of mankind, the whole of jinnat, Allah forbid, makes kufr of Allah Ta'ala, it is not going to change the status of Allah Ta'ala. It is not going to lower the majesty of Allah Ta'ala. It is not going to dent the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the slightest bit. And the opposite also, if whole of mankind, whole of jinnat, all of them bring iman in Allah Ta'ala, it is not going to heighten the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. It is not going to increase the majesty of Allah Ta'ala. There is going to be absolutely no impact on Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا, and if you make kufr, if you disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, you disbelieve in the Rasul, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, then certainly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever lies in the skies, it all belongs to Allah Ta'ala. wal ard, whatever is in the earth itself, the sky itself, all of it belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is not going to be any alteration in the majesty, in the greatness of Allah ta'ala. Wa kana Allahu aliman hakima. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is alim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all knowing. In the knowledge of Allah ta'ala, Allah had chosen the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. Allah ta'ala chose from the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam to whom Allah ta'ala will send down kitabs. And then Allah ta'ala in His knowledge chose for us our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Allah ta'ala says hakima. All of this Allah ta'ala did through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.